Volkswagen spent $77 million this year to tell American drivers they could have it all. Clean diesel engines and high performance.
Aren't diesels dirty?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that used to be dirty. This is 2015.
No. Listen to me, Terry. Diesel in Latin means dirty.
The Volkswagen Passat TDI Clean Diesel can go up to 814 highway miles on a single tank.
Something stinks, I'm telling you.
It must be the diesel.
The ads failed to mention, though, that the cars only looked clean when they were getting tested by inspectors. Once cleared for emissions, a deceptive digital device told the engine it was free to pollute, as it turns out up to 40 times more pollution than allowed under U.S. emission standards. The enticing ads are now gone. This has become a global scandal for VW, with a management shakeup, criminal investigations underway in Germany and Italy. The FBI is pursuing criminal charges here in the U.S., and now at least 30 U.S. states are investigating, including New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who joins us now. Attorney General, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Good to be here, John.
What can you accomplish in state investigations that's not already being handled by the FBI?
Well, the FBI is looking into possible criminal violations. The states, and we're now up to 45 states and the District of Columbia who joined our multi-state investigation. States have two categories of laws that are at issue. One is the consumer protection laws, because this was clearly a massive fraud on consumers. Almost 500,000 of these secretly polluting vehicles were sold into the U.S. And in some states, including New York, have environmental protection laws, which also have penalties. So we're going to be seeking to coordinate our investigation. And then different states have different provisions. But the Volkswagen has liability to the federal government, the state government, and there are private lawsuits being filed. It was a consumer fraud that resulted in people not getting the cars they thought they were purchasing. They claim to have redesigned their engines very cleverly to comply with tougher standards on pollution from diesel cars. In fact, all they did was program their cars to commit fraud.
Now, isn't that fraud to the EPA, not necessarily to the consumers, who might be more interested in fuel economy than they would necessarily be in emissions?
No, they're really different types of claims. The EPA has enforced the Clean Air Act and other environmental laws, but consumers who thought they were buying a car that was not polluting the air and that had the peppy engine with gas mileage, as you say, were clearly defrauded. And I'm sure Volkswagen will be sending out recall notice to offer to repair the car. But really, even if they do hook up the pollution controls, because what they did was they had pollution controls that were cleverly designed only to go into effect when the cars were being tested. They pulled off the road and put up on a test rack. As soon as the cars were off the rack, the pollution controls turned themselves off automatically, and they dumped, it's estimated, something like 12 million tons of nitrous oxides and other things into the air. So it's a problem for consumers. It's a problem for the federal government, and they violated a lot of state laws. It's going to be a steep price for Volkswagen, and they're going to have to try and fix the cars. But even if they repair the car and install the pollution devices, the consumers are not going to have the cars they hope, because they're not going to get the good gas mileage and the good performance if they're complying with the emissions requirements, because that just reduces the power of the vehicle. So either way, consumers are entitled to something. The states have laws to enforce, and the federal government is looking into it as well.
Do you have to demonstrate specific harm to specific consumers who are outraged by this and become plaintiffs, or can you act on behalf of the consumers for a variety of reasons, including just dirtier air, as well as them not getting the cars that they bought?
Yes, in New York State and many other states have consumer protection laws that allow us to impose penalties for fraud. So we're acting as the sovereign defending our citizens. Consumers also may be entitled to some relief, but it's something that we're going to have to sort out. I'm sure that some of these states will be consolidated. But this was really an extraordinary level of fraud. I mean, we're talking about 11 million cars overall, about 500,000 sold into the U.S. that were literally programmed to commit fraud. They were programmed to beat emissions tests. And Volkswagen engaged in, as you noted earlier, in a huge advertising campaign to convince the public that they had some great technical innovation that allowed them to comply with higher diesel fuel emission standards while still delivering good mileage and good performance. And it was just, it was all a lie. And 11 million cars is a lot of cars that are polluting the air much more than we thought it was. Furthermore, under the federal law, states are all required to meet certain targets for reducing pollution. And all of the targets of all of the states have been off because we've been using estimates that were based on Volkswagen's fraudulent numbers.
So it would seem that this case would differ from the tobacco lawsuits in the sense that there wouldn't be necessarily a pool of damage money that would then be directed back to consumers, even though you probably would collect significant fees and penalties from Volkswagen. Eric Schneiderman, can I ask you one more question about an unrelated issue, but one that's in the headlines right now?
Sure.
What do you make of this potential fraud in the fantasy football scandal where possible insider information has rigged the game for some people playing on one of the fantasy football company sites?
Yeah, well, it's something we're taking a look at. Fraud is fraud, and consumers of any product, if people participate in, whether you want to buy a car or participate in fantasy football, our laws are very strong in New York and other states that you can't commit fraud. So this is another example of the cleverness and the real sort of deviancy that goes into some of these fraud schemes. If these folks would just apply these their skills and their talents to doing something right, this was for example in Volkswagen. This is an incredible accomplishment of engineering. It was just a fraudulent accomplishment of engineering. And the fantasy football sounds like it could be the same situation. I don't have comments on the specifics of that matter at this time, but fraud is fraud, and we'll investigate it wherever we find it.
Well, lots of work for New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, lots of money at stake in both the fantasy football case and the Volkswagen case. Eric Schneiderman, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much, Sean.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.